Listener Production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. A second earthquake of 7.5 magnitude has hit Turkey and Syria overnight, with the death toll surpassing 2,700. DFAT says none of the casualties appear to be Australian, and citizens over there should follow the directions of local authorities. While PM Anthony Albanese says all of us are deeply saddened by the tragic loss of life and devastation unfolding. A nervous day for millions of mortgage holders as we wait and see if the Reserve Bank lifts interest rates again. The RBA will hold its first meeting of the year today, with economists tipping a 25 basis point rise. Finance broker Chris Foster-Ramsey has this advice for anyone wondering what to do next.
There are people out there that are paying more than they need to, and it's probably a matter of calling the lender to try and get a better rate. The next would be around being able to pay more frequently. So if people are paying on a monthly basis, it would be wise to try and pay that on a weekly or fortnightly basis.
The New Zealand Prime Minister is set to meet with Anthony Albanese today on his first trip across the ditch since taking over from Jacinda Ardern. Chris Hipkins' time in the top job has largely been spent dealing with deadly floods in Auckland, with experts tipping climate change will be high on the agenda. While the PM of Timor-Leste is set to meet with Albanese too to discuss strengthening our economy and security ties. And a second Chinese spy balloon has been confirmed, this one over Latin America. Manchester City has been charged with over 100 breaches of financial regulations across nine seasons from 2009 to 18. It follows a four-year investigation into the Premier League powerhouse that could lead to a range of sanctions or even expulsion from the league. The allegations include failing to provide accurate info that gives a true view of the club's financial position. And preparations are in full swing for the first test between India and Australia on Thursday. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, partly cloudy for Brisbane, chasing a top of 30 degrees. Same goes for the Gold Coast and 29. Patchy showers for Sydney, 27 the max. Grey skies for Melbourne, a top of 21. Partly cloudy for Hobart and 22. Sunny for Adelaide with a top of 31. Mostly sunny and 29 for Perth. And the Listener app is the new home of your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand.